We will close out the hour with the full version of the song that began the documentary. We recorded it at Hidden Falls, where Sharon Day leads a circle of prayer most Sunday mornings.
So the song that we're going to sing, it talks about the east, the south, the west, the north, the four directions. It says thank you to Mother Earth and the sky, the universe, and then for our lives, all of our lives. And then it says thank you in the most profound way to all of our grandmothers and grandfathers who came before us, all the way in our lineage, you know, whatever that is, goes all the way back to the beginning. And then finally to Gije Manadu, the kind creator. And I made this song probably many years ago. And because I wasn't raised speaking Ojibwe, even though my parents were fluent and my grandmother didn't like to speak English, you know, they always spoke to us in Ojibwe because they said, you know, they were all punished for speaking it in the school. And when they went to school, they had to speak English. And so my dad said, if you're going to live out in the world, then you need to understand. And so they spoke to us only in English. And so so it's a very familiar sound because, of course, they spoke to each other in Ojibwe. But I'm not fluent in it, in the language. And so whenever you're in a sweat lodge, you know, there's four doors in there, and one in each of the directions. And when you get to that direction, somebody has to speak for that direction. And somebody has to speak for that direction in the language. And so my sister does make me sit in the western doorway because Wabashashi, that's where we sit. And so, you know, I couldn't even concentrate on what was being said in the east or in the south because I was trying to think of, like, remember, what is this direction? And so finally, I wrote a song that includes all of those basic things because when we do our prayers, we should always be able to say something in the language. So I made this song, and it sort of covers the basic bases in a very elementary way. And so that's why we sing this song here, or we always begin this in the language.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.